Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to be with you. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because we got Matthew Scott back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew is the founder of Life's Work Group, and he's doing an awful lot of pretty exciting stuff to help small business owners and entrepreneurs all over the world put their best foot forward in the 21st century. And another thing I like about him is he's served our country with valor and with honor as a member of our military. And he and I have a few things in common, being former airborne, former Army, and he's our friend. Matthew Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. I'm excited about some of the new stuff you're working on. You know, one of the things I've been trying to explain to my audience, Matthew, is that prior to 2008, anything prior to 2008, I'm going to say fourth quarter 2008, is history. And everything since then is really the way things, as we go forward, you know, we're entering a completely, I think we're going to be entering a completely new world. There's so many things that have happened in the last few months, and of course, a lot of things have been building over the years, but I think the future marketplace from today forward is going to be an awful lot different from the one we have had, and we got to get ready for that, don't we?
We really do. You know, in the past, people would start businesses, and you know, we kind of had this kind of default mentality that we had some savings or we had some retirements and retirement savings, and people would work to a certain point and then they would do what made them happy. And what we have seen now is that people are really forced to kind of come to that intersection of choosing the work that matters. That can be in corporate America or that can be starting one's own business. But There is no doubt about it that people are at that intersection right now where they're, you know, really at a crisis of belief saying, do I choose the work that matters or do I choose the perceived, no longer safety belt of staying in corporate America?
Well, that safety belt is now, we now know it's an illusion. It always has been.
It is. And you know, as recent as just this month, I've spent a lot of time speaking, and the topic always comes up to, you know, do you see a lot of people just clinging on to the security of corporate America? And what I say to people is that 1 out of 12 Americans is currently out of work.
Yep.
Hard to believe. 1 out of 12.
Mm-hmm.
There is no longer a security. And so people are really using this as an opportunity to integrate personal and professional. And I think what we're going to find, Jim, is at the end of this, and I think it's going to be sooner rather than later, we're going to see people that are truly redefining businesses, you know, like no other time since the 70s.
Well, I think you're right. And one of the things that's, you know, you talked about how people are going to be choosing, making different choices in the future. You know, we've got a whole generation of young people coming to the marketplace, even as we speak, and I'm talking millions a year, and of new people who are coming of age, and they're not looking at a career path the way my generation looked at a career path when they graduated from college or high school and headed out into the marketplace. These are people who are thinking more. I mean, let me put it this way: being an entrepreneur is clearly a big part of their consideration, isn't it?
It really is, and what we know to be true is that even if they decide not to become, quote-unquote, an entrepreneur, they're certainly intrapreneurial in nature. They
right.
want the opportunity to have entrepreneurial flexibility and latitude within some certain corporation. And, you know, this young generation that we refer to, millennials, Generation Y,
mm-hmm.
really, really outstanding in that regard.
And you know what? There are 100 million of those people.
That's right.
My demographers tell me that there either are or are about to be 100 million. That makes them the biggest generation of all time. And guess what, Matt? They're still making them. And so it's going to be a big and so this is going to have an impact on us. Talk to us about some of the things you've been working on to help all of us make a better decision about where we're going in the future.
You bet. One of the new projects that I'm working on is with a business partner, and it's going to be actually released in April. And that new project is called Transition Mind. And Transition Mind is really focused on providing a transitional roadmap for people, specifically in helping them transition in their professional life, which bleeds over into their personal life. And so really what we hope to be is we hope to be that in-between of letting go and taking hold in specific professional transitions. Secondly, we have a new project out that will be coming out also.
Now, are you talking about transitioning people from corporate work to being a business owner, transitioning somebody from, say a mother, a homemaker to the marketplace, or from retirement to self-employment? What are you talking about? Who are you transitioning?
Well, what we're talking about transitioning is first of all, providing for people really an understanding that there's a difference between change, which is a social situation, and transition. Transition's the kind of psychological mindset that prepares us for change. And so what we're finding is that transition is really that in-between, you know, of helping people to let go and to take hold of this. So in our case, we're focusing on certain niche areas. And, for example, one niche area that we're preparing people for in transition is called Interview Mind. And Interview Mind will be focused on my background in psychological warfare and as an executive transition coach, and really, as well as my business partner who has a search firm, of looking at that 1 in 12 Americans and saying, you know what, we need to help you transition. I mean, we have executives coming to us who have not interviewed in 15 years.
Right.
Because they have not needed the interview. So
right.
What is it that you can tell that C-level executive who feels like he needs to have a successful job interview to really help them transition?
Will this work to get somebody to help somebody go from corporate to small business?
Well, what it's going to do is we are finding that it's primarily focused on really kind of the 1 in 12 Americans that are out of work
right.
in that area. What I'm working on as far as helping people transition from corporate America to starting their own business is what I call the solopreneur footprint.
Right. I'm going to get you to explain that. We'll come back after these messages because we got a lot of folks out there. See, I'm getting a lot of questions from people who want to transition from being unemployed to being employed in their own business. We get a lot of that around here, and so I'm going to get you to help us with that. And that'll be right after these messages, folks. 20 after. Matthew Scott is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Little John Mellencamp for you, folks. Little Heartland music for you. Here's my favorite part. I love that song. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking in the USA with our good friend Matthew Scott. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You can see a sample while you're there. Check out my blog. Check out our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. Listen to an article, an archive. We got thousands of those. Read an article that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. We've got thousands of those. Hundreds of Brain Trust members. These are the smartest people in the world on small business issues. And I hope you'll check all that out. We built it for you. No barrier to entry. We'll let you come in and hang out with us. No questions asked. You don't even have to tell us who you are. Matthew Scott is our guest, and he's the founder of Life's Work Group. Matt, give us your website and tell us how we can contact you.
The best way is through MatthewRayScott.com, and that's the centralized place where people find their way to whatever they're looking for.
MatthewRayScott.com. Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter, and I am on at MatthewRayScott.
All right. And I'm on at Jim Blassingame, by the way, folks, so check that out. And are we following each other, Matt? If we're not, we need to fix that, don't we?
We are. I'm actually stalking you on Twitter, Jim. Sending you the messages. That's right.
I think I am following you, too, but I'm you're not following. You're stalking me. I like that. Hey, Matt, let's talk about your transition project you're working on. So my question is, for all the people, you know, help me out with this. If all the people who are unemployed right now, as you know, this is a classic time. A recession is a classic time of explosion of new small businesses, because so many people, more and more, are saying, you know what? You know, I don't want to look for a job. I want to have my own thing. I want to work for my own account. And they're trying to get that off the ground right now. Does your project help those people?
Well, what we've got is we've got two separate projects. The one I mentioned earlier, Transition Mind, is targeted for the 1 in 12 Americans out of work.
Out of work,
and then
okay.
The program that we have established for those making the transition from corporate America to becoming an entrepreneur is called the Solopreneur Footprint.
Okay.
And the reason why we term it the Solopreneur Footprint, I've been just recently speaking about it in Vegas, and then just yesterday I was on a flight yesterday speaking about it. It's this concept of people who are choosing work that matters. They've confirmed that. They're making that transition. And most often, most of us will be solopreneurs when we make that transition. You know,
That's what happened to me in 89.
That's right.
I went from being an executive to being... I was unemployed for 5 minutes. I got the call on 8:30 to say that our division had been disbanded, and the one that I was leading, the whole thing was disbanded, and you know, I was told to have a good life, and I said, well, I guess I better get my resume going. And in a five-minute period, I decided that you know, that I didn't need any help screwing up my life. I could do that by myself. And so I put the resume away, and I designed a business card for my small business, and, you know, I haven't looked back.
Well, you know what? So many people have followed suit with that, and within this concept of the solopreneur footprint, what I really feel is unique is that footprint is an environmental term that we've heard.
Right.
And footprint pertains to the amount of energy that it takes to sustain something. And so for the example of the solopreneur footprint, we've got so many books and so many courses out there to teach people how to run your business. The problem is that so many of those books are oriented towards, you know, a larger definition of business, that when that person who's been successful in corporate America, they're good at something, they really don't need to start at what does it take to be a $12 million business. They need to start at what do you need to do to confirm that you need to, you know, hang your own shingle, become an entrepreneur from a personal standpoint, and then from a professional standpoint, what is it that you can do to limit your overhead, to be able to maximize the administration and logistical, and also everything that's out there from a virtual delivery standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is that business process that enables, you know, that solopreneur to be able to take virtual yet interactive personal technology and to be able to not operate within a certain geography? And so I've really spent a lot of time teaching people, equipping people to take what you and I perhaps would consider simple, the use of webinars, the telephone, you know,
the social media opportunities, and
exactly.
Deliver, and you know, one of the things I've been doing quite a bit of work on lately with one of our sponsors, IBM, is cloud computing. And in fact, I'm doing a webinar with them next Monday on this, and this is what you're talking about, where all this power that's available in the cloud, that you don't have to own it, it doesn't have to reside on your desktop. There's so many services out there that many of them are free, aren't they?
Well, many of them are free, and I'll give you a real-world example. We have a mutual friend in Tim Berry.
Yes, absolutely.
Tim Berry, founder of Palo Alto Software. He's also a resident of Oregon here.
Yep.
And Tim Berry I'm a co-owner of a company called The Trunk Club, and we are a completely virtual company
uh-huh.
that serves the exclusive niche of men and clothing. And so basically what we've done is for the man who hates driving from point A to point
right.
B to hop in the dressing room. But what's interesting about that is that we're completely virtual. We literally close down our brick-and-mortar storefronts,
mm-hmm.
and now we meet with our clients via Skype. We meet with our clients via webinars.
Wow.
And so we've taken that old paradigm of retail, and we've busted it up, Jim. We're completely virtual. And
you want to give us that website?
You bet. It is www.trunkclub.com. T-R-U-N-K.
Yes, very interesting. Hey, Matt, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? We've got more to learn from you.
Yes, sir. I'm the one who gets to learn from you, so it'd be my pleasure.
Matthew Ray Scott, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.